Coach, 3 out of 4 this weekend. You guys got to be pretty happy about that. And nice offensive outburst here in this final game of the series.
Yeah. I mean, we had the opportunity and we took advantage of it. Obviously, we're actually pitching it pretty well. We're swinging it all right. Defensively, we're just not very good right now. And giving teams free bases, is really starting to kill us.
Well, I know Draper, your pitcher in game two, really had a pretty good outing here. And five innings pitch, and he strikes out 7. And really, your starting pitchers did a pretty good job for the most part here today.
Yeah, Yach didn't have his best game today in game one. I thought Noah Draper came in and did a great job. We needed 5 innings out of him today. That's what we needed. We got 5. We had the lead. The bullpen did the rest. But we got to get better. Karpinski's got to be better. He hasn't been very good since he's had a good start up at Otero. It's kind of one of those things, the mentality goes a long way. And right now, we're half on board and the other half we're kind of on our own ship.
Well, Frankie Alvarez, a nice start for him in both games there with those solo shots today.
Yeah, Frankie swung it well for us. I thought as a whole we swung it pretty well as a team. I thought Teddy swung it well. Sean Kennedy, Mason Brown, Kyle Lopez. I thought we did some good things offensively. I thought we really, really did. But it's just something we just got to get better. We're just an okay team here. Our record makes us look a lot better. We've been very fortunate and very lucky in a handful of occasions, so we just got to get better.
Well, you guys are 20-9 now and sit in sole possession, second place, 11-5 in the conference. And a big series to take 3 out of 4 of, and from Clyde County there that's been kind of a scrappy team. And really, you guys did a good job of hitting their ace pitcher here today.
They got good arms. They really do. Their best guy, obviously we talked about yesterday in the pregame. They throw him game 3. He's got a shot. He's really good. There's a reason why he's 4-0. There really is. He commands 3 pitches for a strike. He's mid to upper 80s. Good posure. Composure on the mound. He makes pitches when he needs to. We had him on the ropes a couple times, and he made big pitches. So you got to give him credit. And they play really, really well behind him. You tip your cap to them. They got game 3, and we came back and found a way to win the series.
Well, 3-1 here on the weekend. Confidence heading into a big week for you guys. 5 road games beginning Tuesday at Frank Phillips, and then a big 4-game series in El Dorado this weekend.
Yeah, well, we're in Borger on Tuesday. Then actually, they're coming up here on Wednesday, okay. 3 o'clock start, and then we're back on the road in El Dorado. Big series with Butler. But we got 18 innings where we got to figure some things out to give us a chance to possibly play well down in El Dorado. They're a good club. They're fast. They play on that turf and they play things a little bit different. They pitch it really well, and offensively they're good enough to really drive you at our best defensively. So we'll figure it out. We got a couple days to figure some things out, and we'll go from there.
Once again, Coach Chris Finnegan joining us here post-game. Garden City taking 3 out of 4 from Clyde County here this weekend. Coach, do appreciate you stopping by here. Good luck to you coming up with all your games this week.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.